Up next, our friend Nick Coita, always covering the Boston sports scene, but these days caught up in one of the great stories in recent times involving college basketball, the run to the Sweet 16 and hopefully beyond for those Providence Friars. And Nick joins us on the telephone this afternoon. How are you, my friend?
I'm great, Rich. How are you? It is a great story, isn't it? One of the best in New England, I think, going right now.
Absolutely. Now, are you out in Chicago?
I am. I'm standing here, and I'm looking at the Michael Jordan statue here, just outside the, well, technically it's inside the arena now, but sure, outside of the, I guess, the actual arena part here, the United Center. But yeah, we're in Chicago gearing up. Friars are on the floor, first team on the floor this morning to practice, and getting ready for Kansas. It's going to be a big one on Friday.
Now, did you get to ride on the Patriots plane?
I did not. No, we... We came a little ahead of the Patriots plane. They were taking some of the families and some of the fans. So I had to be here to do the work portion of the trip, of course, and following the team and talking to them today. So, but it is a great thing that the Patriots are, you know, helping out Providence and sending some of the people that will be coming out here to root on the Friars. I know Coach Cooley was very, very appreciative. He loves the Patriots. He's said it time and time again. Tom Brady's his favorite player. I know he's not a Patriot anymore. But, you know, he loves the Pats, so it's pretty cool to see and, you know, for them to contribute to this story as well.
Well, this has been such a fun team to watch. Yeah, I've told you, I have such respect for Coach Cooley and the job that he has done and the way he comports himself. And, boy, this is not just a fluke. This is a talented team. Nate Watson is a whole lot of fun to watch. That is one outstanding college basketball player.
Yeah, and he's really experienced. You know, that's the thing about this team is that there's a lot of old guys on this team, a lot of old guys. you're talking about guys that were grad transfers. You're talking about guys that, you know, have been around the program for 5 or 6 years. Nate's one of them. He's a 6-year guy. AJ Reeves is a senior. He's been around the program for a while. And, you know, you pair them with the grad transfers, a guy like Al Durham, who played 4 years at Indiana, and then all of a sudden steps in, and you know he's a reliable starting guard for you. And then Justin Minaya, who is the son actually of the former Mets GM Omar Minaya, but really Justin has carved out a name for himself. Played in the SEC at South Carolina, and has become sort of their defensive wizard. They take him and they say, "All right, here's the other team's best player. You're on him." And he's done a heck of a job. Did a great job in the Richmond game against Burton. You know, locked up some of the guys with South Dakota State as well, too. So, you know, you piece it all together. It's the thing. I'm going through all the guys on the roster, Rich, and you just know what each guy does for the team. You know what their roles are. And I think Coach Cooley identified that with these guys very, very early, and they bought in very, very early. And that's why they've got 27 wins. And that's the first time that's happened since the early 70s for the Friars when, you know, the likes of Ernie D and, you know, Marvin Barnes and guys like that were playing for the Friars. So yeah, they've certainly been a fun story and, you know, a historic team for this program.
Now, Kansas got a tough guy in the paint and Jalen Wilson, a pretty good backcourt as well. How does Providence match up with them?
Well, it's funny. I think so. There's a lot of talent on this Kansas team, obviously. But it's not one of those teams where, so Abaji, I've been practicing his name left and right, and I knew I was going to screw it up. But Abaji is the guy that I think is probably the guy that you look at and you say, okay, that's Kansas's best guy. But is he one of these guys that you're looking at and saying he's going first in the draft this year? I don't think so. And you know, so you look at him and yeah, he might be a supreme talent, but really when Bill Self and Ed Cooley talk about these two teams, it seems like they feel like they're similar. You know, they've got four rounds with a big, so you got four guys in the perimeter that can stretch the floor, spread things out, and they rely on a big man. And so what's interesting about this matchup is I think they're going to be looking at the mirror. You know, somebody put out the gif of Spider-Man pointing at each other, like, you know, the two Spider-Men. Like, and that's basically what I think these coaches have been saying. So really, I mean, you know, Kansas might have the talent, but I think Providence does too. And so I think it's going to come down to, you know, can Providence limit their second chances? Providence is a good offensive rebounding team. Can they limit the second chances for Kansas? Can they limit transition, some chaos there? Can they slow it down a little bit? We'll see. But with the talent that Kansas has, you know, they'll try to probably speed him up a little bit.
I love the post you shared the other day with Coach Cooley. All you had to do was mention Frank Sinatra, and he knew which song to sing for you.
He's a ham. He's a ham, and that's from years of covering him now. That was the funny thing, Rich, is I was like, oh, I don't know. He's done like 5 or 6 post-game interviews. He's coming over to me. Knows me, you know, but like, I don't know. Maybe he's tired, run down, just went through a whole game. Nope. Didn't even have to get through the question before he started singing. So that's what you appreciate about Coach Cooley, is that he's open, he's honest, he's himself, doesn't hold back. And I think that's what the players appreciate about him too. He's very straightforward and honest. And I think that's led to what Providence has had this year. Because last year they were 500 during the COVID year, and they bowed out of the Big East tournament early, and it was something that had to be done in terms of change. And I think Ed Cooley and his staff have been much more upfront, honest, and straightforward with their players this year. They're not cutting corners. They're saying, no, it needs to be done right. We need to fix this. We need to fix that. And I think the players have really bought into that. And you combine those two things, and it's obviously created a great recipe for success.
We're talking with Nick Coit here on Downtown. Away from basketball for just a moment, what's going on with the Patriots bringing back Malcolm Butler?
Beats me. They need the help, first of all.
Yeah, right.
I mean, J.C. Jackson's out the door, and then Tyreek Hill's in your division, so I'm not surprised that they would sign a cornerback, but I don't know. I'm interested with Butler, because it's not like this is Malcolm Butler comes back to town and wahoo, he's the number one corner. Like, he's been out of the game for a year, you know, and it sounds like in Arizona he was still good, but is he the same Malcolm Butler that he was before? I don't know. We don't know that. So can he help? Absolutely. I think he can help. But is he the guy that's going to all of a sudden fix your, you know, depth chart there at cornerback? I don't think so. And I don't think the Patriots are done. I could see them adding at corner in the draft, maybe identifying a kid there. But they do have a lot of needs now. They really do. And that's funny that you ask what's up with the Patriots, because, Rich, I don't know. I can't answer that question. You know, there's a couple of questions maybe I can answer, but not all of them right now.
Well, the Red Sox, we waited. We weren't sure it was going to happen. Finally, they got a big name over the weekend announcing the signing of Trevor Story. He's got a good bat, and the middle infield suddenly looks awfully strong for them. But is that going to be enough for them to win what is a vastly improved American League East?
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, obviously, it doesn't hurt to have a guy like Trevor Story that you insert right into your lineup there and put him in. I'd take the heart of the Red Sox order right up against, you know, some of the other, you know, orders in the American League East. It's just, I think it's going to come down to the pitching. It always does, doesn't it? It's going to come down to pitching. And the fact that Sale's out to start the year, that hurts. You know, and I wonder how the rotation shapes up. I think some of the young arms, I think the Red Sox are going to want to see some of those guys step forward. You know, can Tanner Houck seize a consistent role in the rotation? You know, can Garrett Whitlock give you some of the successful innings that he gave you last year? Like, those are the guys that I kind of look at and say, I think they'll be key to the season. Because I think your lineup's going to be fine. I think the best sign, though, of them signing Trevor Story, Rich, is they spent money. Oh, yeah. My goodness, the Red Sox spent money. Like, holy cow, when's the last time that happened? And so that's the encouraging thing with that. Whether they keep spending money, I'd like to see them do that with a certain third baseman and or a certain shortstop that's been here to keep them around for a little while, but we'll see. I'm not sure.
Tip-off, Providence in Kansas, 7:29 tomorrow night at the United Center in Chicago. Everybody back here in New England pulling for him along with you, Nick. Great to talk with you as always. Have a wonderful time out there in Chicago, and let's get this thing to the Elite Eight.
My kind of town, Chicago is. That's for you, Rich.
Always knew you were a crooner at heart. That's very nice, Nick.
Hey, you know me. I'm a ham, too. I say that about Coach Cooley, but he's not the only one.
Well, you've come to the right show, my friend.
Yeah, you're right. That is correct.
Nick, we thank you as always. Have a great time out there. Go Friars, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, my friend. A pleasure as always.
Nick Coit with us here on Downtown.